USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is facing a difficult week in the fight against the pandemic, as the United States recorded a record new 1 million COVID cases last week. Republican Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama gives his take on the Biden administration's handling of the ongoing pandemic and President Biden's campaign pledge to stop the business on Fox News.
Well, the virus is definitely impacting the success of this administration because credibility plays into success. The Biden administration, for that matter, before it was the Biden administration, during the campaign, made all sorts of promises that could not possibly be kept. For example, he was going to stop the virus. No way was that going to happen.
The travel nightmare continues this weekend with over 3,000 flights delayed or canceled on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Supreme Court is weighing the legality of President Biden's federal vaccine mandate. More than a dozen states are suing the White House, saying these requirements are unconstitutional and are devastating their communities. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has been tasked with implementing these mandates for businesses. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, appearing on Fox and Friends, says there's more at stake in this case than just vaccine mandates.
It's individual liberty. It's the power of the administrative state and the mass firings of healthcare workers. It's all on the line, and the impact would be incredibly significant. We've had rural hospitals in Missouri that would close, nursing homes that would close.
President Biden is among those paying tribute to the late Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid on Saturday. Biden, former President Obama, and other Democratic leaders among the speakers taking part in the memorial service in Las Vegas. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The pandemic has been bad news for the big screen.
More evidence that movie theater attendance is continuing to drop, as according to a new Gallup poll, Americans watched an average of just over 1.4 films in a movie theater over the last 12 months. That's in comparison to between 2001 and 2007, when the average in the same poll came in at about 5 movies in a theater. This time around, 61% of the people surveyed said they hadn't been to a theater at all in over a year. Back in that earlier period, only 32% had said they'd seen no movies in a theater. 3 in 5 Americans have not been to a movie theater in the past 12 months, and that's widely blamed on the pandemic, but the industry's also competing with new at-home streaming options, as well as habits developed over the course of the pandemic that are keeping folks at home. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Officials in Washington state say at least one person is presumed dead after heavy rains triggered flooding and landslides along the coast. The Grays Harbor Sheriff's Office saying a 72-year-old man went missing Friday when he tried to move his car to higher ground. Several major highways were closed, including 20 miles of Interstate 5. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.